You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
On August 20th, cities around the world will participate in the 5th annual Yogathon. This August, rise for a cause with hundreds of others around the world who believe in staying fit, having a good time, and helping out with a worthwhile goal.
Funds raised from Yogathon will support Care for Children, a program dedicated to providing free education to rural youth in India. More than 40,000 children have been educated through their schools, so rise to the occasion and earn some good karma. Learn more at yogathon.org.
All right, hello, hello. It is late, but it's here. It is Face for Radio, your favorite show on CITR 101.9 FM. I don't know if it's your favorite show, but I hope it is, and I hope after these next 40 minutes it will be. I'm your host, Eric Coates, as always. I had an interview today. An interview went a bit longer than expected. So that's why I showed up late. So I'm just gonna get right into it because we got some great songs. We got a great show for you. Apparently today in Quebec at noon Eastern Standard Time, so 9 a.m. our time, maybe it was just in Montreal, but I think it was in Quebec. Over 500 people were going to play the song "Quand les hommes vivront d'amour" by Raymond Levesque. So when men will live through but on love, I guess would be a loose translation. They're all going to play it at the same time because it's 50 years since this song was written. It is a beautiful anthem for peace, and it was written by Raymond Levesque, a Quebecois musician and singer-songwriter, poet, when he was living in France during the war in Algeria. And he wrote it as a pacifist anthem. So I'm a little late, but I'm joining in on the trend. I hope you enjoy the song.
Quand les hommes vivront d'amour, il n'y aura plus de misère, et commenceront les beaux jours. Mais nous serons morts, mon frère, quand les hommes vivront d'amour. Ce sera la paix sur la terre. Les soldats seront troubadours, mais nous serons morts, mon frère. Dans la grande chaîne de la vie, où il fallait que nous passions, où il fallait que nous soyons, nous aurons eu la mauvaise partie. Quand les hommes vivront d'amour, il n'y aura plus de misère, et commenceront les beaux jours.
mais nous nous serons morts, mon frère. Mais quand les hommes vivront l'amour, qu'il n'y aura plus de misère, peut-être songeront-ils un jour à nous qui serons morts, mon frère. Nous qui aurons au mauvais jour, dans la haine et puis dans la guerre, chercher la paix, chercher l'amour, qu'ils connaîtront alors, mon frère. Dans la grande chaîne de la vie, pour qu'il y ait un meilleur temps, il faut toujours quelques perdants. De la sagesse, ici-bas, c'est le prix. Quand les hommes vivront d'amour, il n'y aura plus de misère. Et commenceront les beaux jours, mais nous nous serons morts, mon frère. C'est un petit bonheur que j'avais ramassé. Il était tout en pleurs sur le bord d'un fossé. Quand il m'a vu passer, il s'est mis à crier: monsieur, ramassez-moi, chez vous, amenez-moi. Mes frères m'ont oublié, je suis tombé, je suis malade. Si vous ne me cueillez point, je vais mourir, quelle balade. Je me ferai petit, tendre et soumis, je vous le jure. Monsieur, je vous en prie, délivrez-moi de ma torture. J'ai pris le petit bonheur, l'ai mis sous mes haillons. J'ai dit, faut pas qu'il meure, viens-t'en dans ma maison. Alors le petit bonheur a fait sa guérison. Sur le bord de mon cœur, il y avait une chanson. Mes jours, mes nuits, mes peines, mes deuils, mon mal tout fut oublié. Ma vie de désœuvré, j'avais des goûts de la recommencer. Quand il pleuvait dehors, mes amis me faisaient des peines. Je prenais mon petit bonheur et je lui disais, c'est toi ma reine. Mon bonheur a fleuri, il a fait des bourgeons, c'était le paradis, ça se voyait sur mon front. Or un matin joli, que je sifflais ce refrain, mon bonheur est parti sans me donner la main. J'eus beau le supplier, le cajoler, lui faire des scènes, lui montrer le grand trou qu'il me faisait au fond du cœur. Il s'en allait toujours, la tête haute, sans joie, sans haine, comme s'il ne pouvait plus voir le soleil dans ma demeure. J'ai bien pensé mourir de chagrin et d'ennui, j'avais cessé de rire, c'était toujours la nuit. Il me restait l'oubli, il me restait le mépris, enfin que je me suis dit, il me reste la vie. J'ai repris mon bâton, mes deuils, mes peines et mes guenilles, et je bats la semelle dans des pays de malheureux. Aujourd'hui quand je vois une fontaine ou une fille, je fais un grand détour ou bien je me ferme les yeux. Je fais un grand détour ou bien je me ferme les yeux.
Quelque part en Alaska, y'a un phoque qui s'ennuie en maudit. Sa blonde est partie gagner sa vie dans un cirque aux États-Unis. Le phoque est tout seul, il regarde le soleil qui descend doucement sur le glacier. Il pense face aux états, en pleurant tout bas. C'est comme ça quand ta blonde t'a lâché. Ça vaut pas la peine de laisser ce qu'on aime pour aller faire tourner les ballons sur son nez. Ça fait rire les enfants, ça dure jamais. Ça fait plus rire personne quand les enfants sont grands. Quand le phoque s'ennuie, il regarde son poêle qui brille comme les rues de New York après la pluie. Rêve à Chicago, à Marilyn Monroe. Il voudrait voir sa blonde faire un show. Des fois, j'ai l'impression que c'est moi qui est assis sur la glace, les deux mains dans la face. Mon amour est parti, puis je m'ennuie. Ça ne vaut pas la peine de laisser ce qu'on aime pour aller. Sur son nez, ça fait rire les enfants, ça dure jamais longtemps, ça fait plus rire personne quand les enfants sont grands.
Back. That was La Complainte du Phoque en Alaska, or The Complaint of the Seal in Alaska, preceded by Le Petit Bonheur by the first song, sorry, La Complainte du Phoque en Alaska by Beau Dommage, a Quebecois band from the 70s, and then Le Petit Bonheur by Félix Leclerc, a Quebecois singer-songwriter from the 50s and 60s. I love the way he plays guitar. It's an interesting style. It's rhythmic. And it's not something that you hear very much anymore, at least in Anglophone music. And we started all off with Quand les hommes vivront d'amour by Raymond Levesque. Beautiful pacifist song, a little sad, but, you know, well worth listening to and checking out the lyrics if you have a chance. And if you're listening to this in Quebec, hopefully you were one of the people that got to listen to the hundreds of interpretations of the song. All right, we're going to keep on going, try and get as much music in here as we can for you guys. Rebecca Schiffman, based in Los Angeles, California, I believe originally from NYC, just released her newest album. I think it's her second one that is on Bandcamp. The second one that I've listened to, and it is terrific. She is a musician. She also does jewelry, has great sense of humor and a great sense of melody. And I've been listening to this album nonstop this week. And I hope you enjoy. I'm going to play a couple tracks. The first one is called Walking to the Subway. Dig it.
Walking to the subway, it's 4 a.m. The air is cold, it feels good on my skin. A taxi slows, the driver looks at me. I know that he knows that I know I shouldn't be walking alone at this hour. But I don't care, I'm manically happy. There's no place I'd rather be, alone in New York City. Lying on the covers, watching sports on one, with an off-peak bowl of cereal. My father says I should go to bed. He knows that I know I'm 30 and shouldn't be living at home at this age. But I don't care, I'm manically happy. There's no place I'd rather be, at home in New York City. Thursday night at Bill's Gay 90s. Fear of missing out if I do not go. And hearing sing those sweet show tunes. Maybe I should be downtown networking and hanging out with people my own age. I don't care, there's no place I'd rather be, in Midtown Manhattan. They say the mind is only truly awake at night, brought on by the lack of a natural light. I try so hard to settle in, this night is different, I'm staring right into it no matter what the morning. There's no place I'd rather be, up late in New York City.
Working in an empty house. said I'm a pattern on a china bowl. I'm a memory engraved upon your soul. I'm a prison cell without a door. I'm a finger drawing on a frosty window pane.
All right, those were a couple songs by Rebecca Schiffman. The first one, Walking to the Subway. The second one, I'm Only You, both off of her new album released last week called Rebecca Schiffman, self-titled. And a lot of her writing style, her lyrical style, reminds me a lot of certain English musicians and songwriters of the ilk of Ray Davies and Robin Hitchcock in particular. They're sort of offbeat, but the characters seem very real. A lot of other people don't, especially, I guess, the anti-folk movement, folk stuff, like bands like Bell and Sebastian, who are also, well, they're Scottish. It doesn't sound, I mean, their characters are great, and I love their songs, but they do not sound like they're real people. They sound like their characters in a storybook. So both are nice. But anyways, I think Becca Schiffman's music sounds, or the characters in her songs sound very real. And that last song reminded me a lot of Robin Hitchcock, who's great. He was formerly in a band called The Soft Boys, which were a, I guess, sort of punk band. And I always confuse them with the Neo Boys, who are a punk band, or were a punk band from Portland. So I'm going to play a song by Robin Hitchcock, see if you see the similarity with Rebecca Schiffman. It is not at all in the style of the song, because this is a very weird song, but maybe in the lyrics and the spirit. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual beasts. And in homosexual leanings, narcissism, transsexuality, girls from the waist up, men from the waist down, attempts to be your own love object. Reconcile your parents to you by becoming both at once. Even Marilyn Monroe was a man, but this tends to get overlooked by our mother-fixated, overweight, sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants, but they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager who's the adult alcoholic who's the middle-aged suicide. Oi, so uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
Ah, gosh darn it. That was Uncorrected Personality Traits by Robin Hitchcock. I accidentally had the wrong thing queued up there. And so in a second, I just had to figure it out. And I decided to play the Neo Boys first. So Neo Boys, punk band from Portland. That was the song, Time Keeps Time. More of a jangly rock tune, but hey, great song. You know, no one's complaining. You should check them out. That song is off a compilation album called Sooner or Later. And then we listened to the song Uncorrected Personality Traits by Robin Hitchcock off of his great album, I Often Dream of Trains. And those were inspired by Rebecca Schiffman. I think Rebecca Schiffman sounds a little bit like Robin Hitchcock, and I always mistake Robin Hitchcock's first band, the Soft Boys, for the Neo Boys, and oftentimes mistake the Neo Boys for the Neon Boys, who were the band that was Richard Hell and Tom Verlaine that then became Television, and it's a lot of bands, similar names. They're all from the late 70s, early 80s, and somehow sort of punk. All right, we're going to change it up, go a bit on the Neo Boys style here, and this song is called Ain't Nobody Sure by a London band called Charla Fantasma. Enjoy.
Yeah. This Quarter magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, This Quarter lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else will you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
All right, we're back. We played three songs. Last song was Held by Maneater off of their demos. And then just before that, the song Late Night by Teen Angst, duo out of Perth, Australia. The song's off their album Anhedonia. Great word. It's a type of depression where you feel numb. That's it. It's not like you're extremely sad. You just feel nothing. Good word. Good word. And also, if you look at the cover, it's like a really depressed looking like 3-year-old on an airplane. And it's a good cover. And then we listen to the band Charla Fantasma with the song Ain't Nobody Sure off of their EP No Excuses Baby. All right, we've got maybe a minute to chat with my dear friend.
Don't say it.
Princess of the Face for Radio Kingdom.
That's an amazing title.
Yeah, pretty good.
Princess, right? Of the Face for Radio Kingdom.
Yeah, and
I accept.
Yes, I'm knighting you like the queen.
Thank
would.
You.
And also CITR sponsorship coordinator, and also DJ HBZ, also known as Halla Bertrand.
It is I. Thanks for having me on so last minute.
What's up?
Just got to work and thought I'd come say hi in the studio, and then here we are on air
chatting. Got roped into this.
Roped into chatting.
Well, I last saw you at the Whitney concert. How was that?
You know what? It was amazing. I felt a real sense of community at that concert, actually, which I haven't experienced in a while.
Yeah, people were just, yeah, it was all together.
Yeah, it was very much a feeling of togetherness, although I would say that some of Whitney's vocals were a little croaky unintentionally, I think.
Yeah, he was drinking Pinot Grigio on stage. Maybe yeah. That was it.
Yeah, and you know what? That was a little disappointing, honestly.
That he was just drinking Pinot Grigio?
No, just the vocals part of it. Just because I felt like the album was so like cohesive and so like floaty in the vocals, and then live, just that experience wasn't replicated.
Yeah, it's really hard. That album is for a debut, it's very close to perfect. Like, that is just so tight. It has a sense of self. All the songs flow into each other. It's just, like, really well-composed songs.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is great.
Discorder Magazine also published a little review of that concert.
Nice.
So check it out on discorder.ca.
Loving the plug. All right, we got to finish up here because Rocket from Russia is coming up next. I can see the host, Russian Tim, outside. He's ready to rock and roll. We've got one last song for you. It's called Do I Know You? Or sorry, it's called Wish She Was With Me by Mike Cooper off of his album Do I Know You? Released in 1970. Mike Cooper is most famous probably for rejecting an offer to shred with the Rolling Stones. I think it was Ronnie Wood who took it up, for better or worse. Anyways, enjoy. The song does not sound anything like the Rolling Stones, so maybe this is why he didn't choose to join the band. Thank you, Beezy.
Anytime.
Oh. Christmas here. I know sometimes it is not right. You tend to leave my mind. When I'm out here and you're back there, just thinking back, I find when I wish she were with me. Wish she was with me. And I'm wishing that she was here. She would have.